as far as today's performance?
Well, it's pretty simple. When you run two of your top three batsmen out in the first, 15 overs, after you've got the whole momentum of the game going in your favour, and we just handed it up, literally, by running ourselves out, which is the stupidity that we have tried to get away from in my time that I've been there. And unfortunately, our cricket brains weren't switched on and we made mistakes, and that enabled the UAE back into the game. And once they're back in the game, their spinners operate very well, and they got through some overs and did a really good job. But, you know, those two run-outs were key. And then when you look at the batting performance, you know, for me, it's so disappointing to see blokes keep going back and trying to play square of the wicket and getting bowled and LBs and this sort of stuff. You know, it's just not good enough. I think everyone in the batting group will be sitting down there with holding their hand up, and we made mistakes, including the captain playing reverse sweeps two in a row, all that sort of stuff. You know, you're at a World Cup qualifier. You have to be good. You have to be great to get through, and we were poor.
Yeah, so not the result you wanted, of course, but yeah, two down and quite a serious net run rate hole. We be revising your ambitions for the tournament?
Well, the ambitions, I think, it went out the door. But look, obviously there's, it's not a, well, it is almost a train crash, but, you know, we have to understand that if we want to be better and compete in this 13-team ODI league in 2 years' time, we need to limit our mistakes, and we also need to, as a batting group, find some new talent, as well as the talent that we have now. So I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I'm one selector, so I'm pretty sure that my vote will be that there'll be a few changes, and you'll see some new faces. You know, that's maybe being a bit ruthless and a bit harsh, but mate, I'm not here to go backwards. And when we won the 13th spot, and we came here, we had high expectations, and we haven't rolled up. And, you know, in the days gone past, I reckon we just keep playing the same team, that's all you'd see. But in my time, you won't see that. We will be holding people responsible for their actions. And these first two games, they'll be held responsible, and we'll see new faces.
Commiserations, coach. What was the discussion sort of before the match about the pitch, and how did you come to the decision of batting first after winning the toss?
Well, I'm not going to make excuses, but I'm pretty disappointed we had to play on a used wicket, to be honest. We're here at a World Cup qualifier and we're in the first week, and yet we're using used wicket, which obviously UAE have all spinners, so we weren't that enthused about that, but that's what we have to play on. So we were always going to bat first. There was no hesitation for us. We thought that the wicket would get lower and it'd spin more a little bit later on. And if we made 220, 230, we're in the game. But yeah, again, I'm not making excuses, but that to me was a little disappointing. I know there's TV games coming up, but it's a World Cup, I would have thought.
It did turn out to be something of a spinning track. Do you feel like with guys like Michael Rippon not here, that maybe you're missing some of the players who weren't made available for this tournament?
Well, that's the obvious one, Burtis. We can only pick who is available. So, you know, we would love to have Michael Rippon here, but we've got 15 very good players here, and we're not going to use that as sort of... I think that's been bandied around enough. We're happy with our group. Would we love everyone available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Of course. And I guess that's my job, to see what we can do about that to make sure they're all here.
And then I ask, with the results, the other results, the way they've been going, it seems that the third spot is still up for grabs, especially given PNG and UAE at their form. How will your target trying to get to that third spot?
Well, we have to win two games. It's pretty simple. Look, PNG, I think, put up a pretty good performance against the West Indies today, and we won't be taking them lightly. I think we need to be bold and brash with our decisions, and we'll take the bull by the horns, so to speak. And we look forward to playing the West Indies. You know, the West Indies are nothing for us to fear. We look forward to that, and I think the West Indies are looking forward to playing the other associate sides. I think they're having a great time here playing and just seeing. I'm not sure they've ever played the Netherlands for a long, you know, it's been a while. So, look, we're up for those challenges. And I think, unfortunately for us, history shows we usually get up for big challenges like that. So, you know, we have two matches left. We are going to go on the park and hopefully show our supporters, our fans, our people back home what this Netherlands team is about. And unfortunately, you haven't seen that yet. And fingers crossed, we'll do that in the next few days.
Okay, all the best, Frank.
Thank you.